Good morning. I hope you're starting your week off with a bang. I hope when you got up this morning, you were grateful and thankful for waking up and having another week to charge and do the things that you were called to do. I'm Coach Val, aka Dr. Val, and I'm here, and I want to welcome you to From Concept to Reality. And today we're going to talk a little bit more about spirituality and metaphysics. And the reason I picked this topic, because the show is about from concept to reality. And usually when you're a visionary, you have a concept in your mind, you have a vision, and then you want to bring it to reality. And so what I want to explain to most people is that it's a connection between the invisible and the visible. And there's a reality is the same as spirituality. And so what we're going to talk a little bit about today is spirituality and metaphysics. I talked about it in another show a little bit, but I wanted to get a little deeper into it so that you can have an understanding on how things materialize and come to pass. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the seven universal laws and how it relates to our lives. I'm going to define spirituality and I'm going to define metaphysics. And so we're going to dive in and go a little deeper. You know, many of us are from different religions and stuff, but I found that over time that the people who are most disciplined in their faith, the people who are most disciplined in terms of actually having a one-on-one relationship with the Creator, with God, those are the ones that tend to mature spiritually more often than others. So, you know, so if you're ever been thinking a lot about it and how to materialize things, it can come naturally if you just open your mind and your awareness up that a lot of things that you have envisioned in your mind's eye, you can materialize it. So let's get started. I want to share with you the terminology spirituality. And according to vocabulary.com, spirituality has to do with the spirit, not as in ghosts, but as in the essence of being human, your soul or your inner life. And I always like to say we're spiritual beings operating in a human body, and we're having a human experience. And so, you know, it's just thinking of yourself more as a spirit than as a human being. So if you think of yourself spirit first, then human second, then you will start to let your spirit lead you into the things that are there for you. Spirituality often has to do with religion, but it doesn't have to. You might say, I'm not religious, but I have a strong sense of spirituality, which might mean that you practice yoga or meditation, or you pray with the group, or you nurture your spirit by spending time in nature. And I was raised as a Christian. I am an ordained minister, Christian minister. And I found that sometimes religion can be it has blinders on it. In other words, people don't look outside of the box. And as I grow spiritually, I see that it's not about, you know, going to church every week or anything, although that's good. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But it's about everyday living. It's about a lifestyle of allowing your spirit to lead you, your physical being. So we'll get more into that. And then religion is a specific set of organized beliefs and practices usually shared by a community or group. So religion is okay. Like I said, and it's more of a social thing to me. And it's also kind of a community or bringing a group of people together, which is good because people of like mind and like faith can do a lot of great things. But also spirituality is more of a individual practice. It has to do with having a sense of peace and purpose. It also relates to the process of developing beliefs around the meaning of life and connection with others without any set spiritual values. Okay, so, you know, some people say it's one and the same, but to me, as I study and as I grow, I realize there's a difference between spirituality and religion. You could be spiritual and religious, or you can be not religious and spiritual. So we'll talk more about that. But bottom line, it's all metaphysics. And what metaphysics is the definition of the branch of philosophy that deals with the first principle of things, including abstract concepts such as being, knowing, substance, cause, identity, time, and space. Again, metaphysics is philosophy that deals with the first principles of things. Doesn't religion do that? They deal with the first principles of things, including abstract concepts such as being. Okay, and now you notice that, you know, probably in the 21st century, we're starting to focus more on our individual being as well as coming together and understanding more about spirituality. And also, we're also talking more about unity, and there's a reason for that. But I'm going to take a break right now, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about, you know, the inevitable spirituality and the evolution collectively, and then also how you can develop yourself spiritually, individually. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m.
Your health is your wealth. MyBeautifulEmotions.com. Founded by my daughter Christina Emanuel DeLuna and myself, Dr. Valerie Brown Ball, bringing you the finest products to help you live your best life. This is where East meets West for natural self-care, healing inspired by our African ancestors thousands of years ago. Our products include gems, essential oils, herbs and plants and trees, the earthly gifts God gave us for our health, wellness, and self-care. Also, check out my book, Leadership the Iron Way, a great reflection and self-mastery tool. Live your best life and feed your soul and spirit at MyBeautifulEmotions.com. Again, visit MyBeautifulEmotions.com. Welcome back, and I like to say namaste, and namaste means I bow to you. In other words, and I welcome you. I thank you for being here. Thank you for hanging out with us after the break, and we're talking about spirituality and metaphysics today, and that metaphysics is not a bad word. You need to understand it. It has a deeper meaning. It's really understanding the essence of things, and being that we're talking about from concept to reality, we need to understand the essence of things and where they come from and how things are related. So we talked about the definition of spirituality, religion, and metaphysics in the first part. If you missed it, just go back and rewind or, you know, listen to it again. All right, so I said today that we're going to start with the universal principles. You know, there are seven things, and some people say there's 20 principles, universal principles, 30, whatever, but they all come from the same seven universal principles, and then they kind of break them out and everything. But bottom line, the seven universal principles, it's almost like when God says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever, there's seven universal principles that will always be. It's the same yesterday, it'll be the same today, and it'll be the same tomorrow. And there's seven universal principles that doesn't matter what religion you're with, whether you're with Islam or Christianity or Hinduism, it's always going to be the same. Okay, so we're going to jump right into it. The first law is the law of mentalism. Let me explain. There's seven universal laws, and three of them are immutable. In other words, three of them never change. You can't affect them. You can't change them. And then the other four are ones that you can change. And we do have some ways of changing them in our favor. Let's put it that way. Okay. So let's start with the first one, the law of mentalism. And that's the first of the universal laws. And that tells us that the all is mind. In other words, the universal is mental. In other words, there is a God, that everything we see and experience in our physical world has its origin in the invisible mental realm. It tells us that there is a single God or creator from which all things manifest. All energy and matter at all levels is created by and is subordinate to the omnipresent God. Your mind is part of the universal mind, the same in kind, with the only difference being one of degree. Okay? And when they say degree, you know, we have different degrees of understanding. We have different degrees. There's different realms in this universe. So, you know, it just depends on what degree of spirituality you have, as well as what degree, but also what dimension you're in. And I'm not going to get into the dimensions today. I'll get into it later. But let's talk about the second universal law, the law of correspondence. And this is another immutable one and never changes. It says, as above, so below, as below, so above. This means that there is harmony and agreement. There's harmony and agreement between the physical, mental, and spiritual realms. There is no separation, since everything in the universe, including you, originates from one source. The same pattern is expressed on all planes of existence, from the smallest electron to the largest star, and vice versa. All is one. And that's where we get this sense of unity. Everything is connected. We're all part of the universe. We're all made from electrons and atoms, and from the smallest, you know, like you said, electron or atom, to the largest star, to the largest planet. We're all made out of the same stuff. You know, we're made out, you know, our physical beings are made out of the earth. You know, we have minerals that we have in our bodies. We have, you know, protein. All that stuff is all stuff that's from the earth. Okay, that's why we have to eat to nourish ourselves, you know. And so it's so magnificent that God, the creator, made everything kind of to work in harmony with one another. It's us that kind of mess things up, but if we follow the spirit, then things will work out in our favor. Things will work out, and we will sustain life if we allow our spirits to lead our physical beings. So that's the law that was the second law of correspondence, which is immutable. Now, the third law of vibration is immutable. The third of the seven universal laws tells us that nothing rests, everything moves, and everything vibrates. Now, I found that interesting because I started studying energy, and the third and last of the immutable universal laws tells us the whole universe is but a vibration. You know, in Genesis, God said the spirit was hovering over the, you know, it was water, and he was hovering over the, you know, the land, you know, the water and everything that's natural. And as he was hovering, that means he was moving. And when God spoke things into creation, it was a vibration. He spoke it, which is a, you know, you're speaking your voice. Music, all those things are vibrations. And then that created something out of nothing, supposedly nothing, but something out of something invisible, let's put it that way. So the law of vibrations, which is immutable, has said that we are vibrations. We're not nothing but vibrations, but it depends. And it's very important that, you know, science has confirmed that everything in the universe, including you, your pure energy vibrating at different frequencies. Now, that's interesting because I was studying energy, you know, there's different frequencies like radio frequency and television frequency. And I come out of the telecommunications world. And I still always think about, you know, I was the product manager for long distance services. And so I was like, what I'm selling is really air. You can't see it. What I sell long distance services. But all it is, it's frequencies. It's you can't see it, but it manifests as someone's voice over the phone, or, you know, that's how it manifests in TV the same way, the broadcast and radio. So, you know, it's always interesting. I was always interesting to me about energy and how it worked and moved, but there's different frequencies. That's why things appear differently. And so I'll talk about that more, but I just want to kind of give you an overview of the seven universal laws. You know, you've heard of the law of attraction. That comes from this law of vibration. It's sort of like a sub-law. You know, the law of attraction is based on energy. Like energy attracts like energy. Everything that we experience with our five physical senses is conveyed through vibration. The same applies to the mental realm. Your thoughts are vibrations. You know, that's why in church, we always say, you know, grab them negative thoughts and throw them away. And we say, you know, you have positive thoughts, you know, try to have positive thoughts. Even in the Bible, it says think on things that are good and pure of good report, because that attracts more goodness to you. If you think of things like, you know, self-defeating things all the time, then that brings you down and you start attracting negative energy, and you don't want to do that. So, you know, we understand that, you know, in the Bible it says to do this, but this is why it says to do that, because light attracts light energy. Okay. And like I said, your thoughts are vibrations, and all of your emotions are vibrations, where unconditional love and a sense of love for another is the highest and most subtle of the emotional vibrations, and hate is the densest and most base. You can learn to control your mental vibrations at will. Okay, so you have mental vibrations. Unconditional love is the highest and most subtle of the emotional vibrations. If you have unconditional love, you're going to attract love. And if you have hate, that's a dense, and you know, it's a powerful vibration, but you're going to attract other things that hate and other things that are at that dense level. So we'll get more into that later on. But right now, the fourth law of polarity, I'm going to talk about the four universal laws that you can actually make an impact and you can kind of change. It depends on how you operate and what you can do and how you and what you do with it. So I'm going to take another little break. This is going to be a quick one. And then we're going to come back and talk about the last four mutable law.
Hello, this is Pamela Burkhead-Jones, career strategist, founder of Proactive Life Coaching and Consulting. In your professional life, are you repeatedly saying to yourself, there has to be more to life than what I'm experiencing now? There has to be a better way of reaching my goals, aspirations, and desires. There is no way I can keep going down this road and maintain a level of satisfaction. This leads you to feeling stuck, overwhelmed, cloudy with uncertainty. I have a coaching program which will stir up your passion and develop a strategy to get you moving on to your next level. Contact me for further discussion. My email is contact@proactivelife.com. Visit me at my website at liveproactively.com, or you can telephone me at 240-682-1343. Looking forward to hearing from you.
So welcome back. This is Dr. Val, and we're here from concept to reality. We're really talking about, you know, the science behind or the essence of your vision and how it manifests in the earth. But we talked about the seven universal laws, and we talked about the first three earlier, and now we're going to talk about the last four, which are mutable, meaning that we can change them. But it has to be from a spiritual perspective. So the law of polarity is the fourth of the seven universal laws, and it tells us that everything is dual, everything has poles, everything has its pairs of opposites. Opposites are identical in nature, but different in degree. Opposites are identical in nature, but different in degree. It is also the first of the mutable or transcendable universal laws. It means that there are two sides to everything. Things that appear as opposites are, in fact, only two extremes of the same thing. You know how they say your strength is your weakness and your weakness is your strength. So it's just a degree. It's based on degrees. And, you know, so you can have far left and far right, you know, from one extreme to the other, or you can kind of focus on meeting yourself in the middle and being in harmony with yourself. And for instance, heat and cold may appear to be opposite at first glance, but in truth, they are simply varying degrees of the same thing. The same applies to love and hate, peace and war, positive and negative, good and evil, yes and no, and light, yes and no, and then also light and darkness, energy and matter. You can transform your thoughts from hate to love, from fear to courage by consciously raising your vibrations, okay? And so if you want to rise above the law of polarity, this principle of duality may appear to be very real in your life, but it operates only in the physical and mental realms. You know, I wrote in my book, The I Am Way, I wrote that I was praying and the Spirit of God was showing me how on earth, you know, we have two, a lot of people just think of this as just two things, like we're dual, like there's male and female, you know, there's light and dark. But he was showing us that with the Spirit, it becomes a trinity. With the Spirit, it becomes a trinity. So you have spirit, and then you have mind, and you have your physical being. Okay, so when we're talking about rising above the law of polarity, yes, on earth, it seems that there's a good and a bad and all that stuff. And but God is above the opposite. By always placing all-powerful, all-knowing, great Spirit, the great I Am, God, of which you are a part, behind your every thought, statement, and action, and by always focusing on the good, even when things appear to be going bad, then in time, you will rise above the law of polarity. Wow. I love this because it kind of shows us that we will rise above polarity if we think like God, we focus on God, and we think good thoughts. Those are the higher vibration. That kind of raises us up above. And when you think of the Spirit, you think of a spirit rising up. You know, when you think of, you know, air and stuff, it rises. So the higher we bring our vibrations, which, like I said, unconditional love, good, God, those are the higher vibrations, then we are able to rise above the law of polarity. I was thinking about racism and how we are all one human race, but, you know, man, when I say men, they created different races, you know, even they say there's black, there's white, there's Asian, I mean, there's, you know, Asian, Hispanic, there's all different races, but truly there's only one human race. But they created these to kind of divide us. And when we divide each other, then we, you know, when we're divided, we can be conquered, you know. And so as we grow in spirit and as we grow spiritually, we find out that we can rise above that. Then we start to realize that we are all the same. We're all one. We're made from the same God. And then we can start thinking like that, and we can be led by our spirit versus our flesh, you know, because of what man has created. Okay. We're supposed to focus on God, not the things that man created, because we can rise above it. Number five is the law of rhythm. This is also mutable, and it's the fifth of the seven universal laws, and it tells us that everything flows out and in. Everything has its tides. Think of the ocean. You have you know, waves and stuff, and they have high tides and low tides. All things rise and fall. The pendulum swings manifest in everything. The measure of the swing to the right is the measure of the swing to the left. Rhythm compensates. It is the second of the mutable, transcendable universal laws, and means that the pendulum swings in everything. This principle can be seen in operation in the waves of the ocean, in the rise and fall of great empires, in business cycles. Remember, it's all, if you're running a business, you're gonna have your high and you're gonna have your low times. You need to just understand when your high times are and when your low times are. And in the swaying of your thoughts from being positive to negative, and in your personal successes and failures, in accordance with this law, when anything reaches a point of culmination, then the backward swing begins, almost unnoticeably, until such time that any forward movement has been totally reversed, then the forward movement begins again and the process is repeated. Okay, so it's a pendulum back and forth. You know, if you want to rise above the law of rhythm, you know, to transcend the swing of the pendulum, you must become aware of the subtle start of the backward movement. Yeah, it's called awareness. You need to understand when it starts to go bad in any of your endeavors, whether it be improve your health, your finances, your relationship, or any goal you may set in motion. And when you feel the law start to draw you back, do not become fearful or discouraged. Instead, knowing that you are one with God, for which nothing is impossible, keep your thoughts focused on your outcome and fight to remain positive no matter how far back this transitory law pulls you. Even if your efforts meet with failure, find comfort that by virtue of this very same law, the upward motion must start again. In time, your perseverance will be rewarded as the backward movements become less negative relative to your previous backward swings, and you raise yourself higher above it. Wow, that's awesome. It's all in how, you know, you're allowing your spirit to lead you and to have awareness and understanding how these laws work. Number six, the law of cause and effect. The sixth of the seven universal laws tells us that every cause has its effect. Every effect has its cause. In accordance with this law, every effect you see in your outside or physical world has a very specific cause, which has its origin in your inner or mental world. Remember, from concept to reality, every one of your thoughts, words, or actions sets a specific effect in motion, which will come to materialize over time. Okay, every one of your thoughts, words, your words have power, they're vibrating, or actions sets a specific effect in motion, which will come to materialize over time. So it just takes time to make things materialize. Okay, and it's how you, the words that you speak, the actions that you take, and the thoughts that you have. That's why, you know, in church they say, you know, speak good words, you know, speak affirmations over yourself and speak things out, because that's vibration. And when you keep speaking the good stuff, the positive things, then you start to attract the positive things. So always remember there's a law of cause and effect. And know that there's nothing like chance or luck. They're simply terms used by humanity in ignorance of the law of cause and effect. We have to make some decisions on how we think or what we do, because there is an effect for everything that we do. Some people call it karma, whatever. But, you know, you have to have the right intentions. And how you overcome this is your, you know, when you focus on your goals with intention, using creative visualization, that which you want to create in the physical world is automatically manifested in the spiritual world. And with perseverance, practice, and continued concentrated thought, it would also come to materialize in the physical world. That's how you bring things from concept to reality. You have to have creative visualization. You have to you know, choose your goals. You have to set your intentions. You have to think on these things. You have to speak these things. And you have to move forward and act on these things so that they can come into existence. And now the last one, which is the seventh law of gender. Okay. The last of the seven universal laws tells us that gender is in everything. Everything has its masculine and feminine principles. The mutable universal law is evident through the creation in the so-called opposite sexes, found not only in human beings, but also in plants, minerals, electrons, and magnetic poles, to name but a few. Everything and everyone contains both masculine and feminine elements. I mean, I'm a female, and I'm feminine, and I'm a woman, but sometimes I do have some masculine, I have masculinity in me, so that makes me more analytical, and I am independent, I'm a hard worker, and all those kind of things. So those kind of things show up, and they're considered more masculine, being the provider. Whereas the feminine is more nature, you know, you nurture. You know, I think of nurturing your child when I think of the feminine side, and having understanding and compassion. Those kind of things are more feminine, but men have that too. So they have feminine and masculine principles in their inside. And it's to the degree. from one degree to another. So everybody has different degrees of masculinity and feminine elements in their being. And so among the outward expressions of feminine qualities are, like I said, is love, patience, intuition, and gentleness. Masculine qualities are energy, self-reliance, logic, and intellect. So you know that within every woman lie all the latent qualities of a man, and within every man, those of a woman. When you know this, you will know what it means to be complete. That's good. So the law of attraction, as part of the equation, you would notice that the law of attraction is not specifically mentioned as one of the seven universal laws, but it's a sub-law of the law of vibration, okay? It's a sub-law of the law of vibration, like attracts like. Well, I went over the seven universal principles just to give you a better understanding of how things work together. And as a minister, a Christian minister, I know some Christians don't, you know, want to get into universal law, but all of it falls in line with Christianity. So, you know, be at peace with that. And so sometimes you have to get understanding. It says with all you're getting, get understanding. So if you understand how these things work, then you can rise above them and some of them. And some of them you can't change, but you can know how to respond to them. Well, I am Coach Val, aka Dr. Val, and I am so glad you joined us today on From Concept to Reality. Hope you learned something, and I hope you can share it with someone else. If you want to reach me and talk to me more about these type of topics and how you can rise above some situations in your life, visit me at iamcoachingservices.com. Again, that's iamcoachingservices.com. Have a wonderful week, and remember, we are one in the spirit. God bless.